The Kabbalah Mishnah says, the Mishnah listed the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. This Mishnah asks, Mamim Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris. What are the differences between the Korban Pesach, which was brought in Mitzrayim, the first original Pesach when we left Mitzrayim, and the Korban Pesach, which one is obliged to bring every year on the 14th of Nisan? So firstly, Pesach Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach which was bought in Mitzrayim, Mikrim B'Asar, it had to be bought and acquired on the 10th of Nisan. The Torah explicitly says so, and the truth is, every single year when the Korban Pesach is brought, one needs to check and inspect the Korban for 4 days before the 14th of Nisan. So also from the 10th of Nisan, one needs to check the animal which he's planning on using for the Korban Pesach, in order to make sure that it doesn't have any wounds which would invalidate it from being brought as a korban. However, every year you don't have to decide which animal you're going to bring already from the 10th of Nisan. You could check, let's say, 4 or 5 animals, make sure none of them have any wounds, and then on Erev Pesach you can designate the animal to be the korban. However, in Mitzrayim, the Torah says that the korban had to be designated already and acquired on the 10th of Nisan, and since the posuk over there says be'osor l'chodesh hazeh, on the 10th of this month, we learned that it only applied in Mitzrayim, but not to the future Korbanos Pesach, which would be bought. Second difference, V'toron Hazor Bagudas Ezov, when the Korban Pesach was bought in Mitzrayim, it required sprinkling of blood using a bundle of hyssop plants, ala mashkev v'vashti amezuzos, on the lintel, the part of the wall, part of the door, which is at the top of the door, and on the 2 doorposts. Again, the Torah explicitly commands that needed to be done in order to distinguish between the Egyptian houses and the Jewish houses. So of course that doesn't apply after the korban which was brought in Mitzrayim itself. Thirdly, v'nechol b'chipozoin, the korban Pesach brought in Mitzrayim had to be eaten in a rush. And again we learn that it does not apply in the future generations, since the Torah says v'acheltem oisoy b'chipozoin, you should eat it in a rush, implying that it only applies to that korban Pesach which was brought in Mitzrayim. Now the meaning of the next thing on the list is not necessarily as it simply translates. And it says, B'laylo Echod, it applies only for one night. Now, every single Korban Pesach has to be eaten by midnight. So how is this one of the differences between the Pesach in Mitzrayim and the Pesach in the future generations? So the truth is, what the Mishnah is referring to is the prohibition of eating chometz during Pesach. On the first original Pesach, it was only forbidden to eat chometz on the first day of Pesach. Not only the first night, the entire first day, and this is learned from the fact that the Torah says with regards to the original Pesach, v'le'ochel chometz, chometz cannot be eaten, and immediately after that it says, hayom atem yoitzim, today you are leaving Mitzrayim. So we learn from there that the prohibition of chometz also only applies on that first day of Pesach. On the other hand, with Pesach Doiros, when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach in the future generations, Noihei Kol Shiva, the prohibition of eating chometz applies for the entire 7 days of Pesach, as the Torah explicitly says so with regards to the prohibition of chometz. Mishnah Vav, the halacha is that if somebody designates a specific animal to bring as a korban, for example, he says, I'm going to bring this animal as a korban oila, and then before bringing the animal as a korban, he declares that he is exchanging the animal for a different animal, and he designates a different animal instead of that to bring as a korban instead. This is known as tamura, and it is forbidden. And the Torah says that if somebody does that, then not only does it not work, so the original animal is still considered to be a korban and needs to be brought on the mizbeach, but the animal which you said would be a korban instead also becomes a korban, and it has the exact same status as the original animal which you designated first. Om Rabbi Yeshua said, Shomati shetamura sapesach kreva. I heard a halacha from my teachers that the tamura of a korban pesach is offered up on the mizbeach. Meaning, if somebody had a Korban Pesach, and he said that I'm now actually designating this animal instead of the Korban Pesach which I designated first, so I heard that it is brought on the Mizbeach, meaning just like every other Tamura, this second animal would also need to be brought on the Mizbeach. Now, of course, you can't bring two different Korbanos Pesach, but as we've actually seen earlier on in the Masechta, a Korban Pesach is a type of Korban Shalomim. So the Tamura of the Korban Pesach, this second animal which you designate, would become a regular Korban Shalomim, which you would need to bring in addition to the Korban Pesach. However, says Rabbi Yeshua, I also heard from my teachers, Utamura Sapesach in a Kraver, that the Tamura of a Korban Pesach is not brought on the Mizbeach. Why wouldn't it be brought on the Mizbeach? What about the Halacha of Tamura? So the truth is, the Halacha of Tamura still applies, but this specific animal cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, rather you need to wait until the animal develops a wound, which invalidates it from being brought as a Korban, and then you should sell it, and the money which you get for that animal, that animal has sanctity, and you buy with that money a new animal to bring as a Korban Shalomim. And I don't know how to explain this. It seems to be a contradiction. It must be that in certain cases it is brought on the Mizbeach, and in certain cases you have to wait for it to develop a wound, and then buy another animal and bring the new animal as a korban. But I don't know in which case either halacha applies. On Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Ani aforish, I will explain when each halacha applies. HaPesach shenimtzah kodem shechitas haPesach. If the original korban Pesach was found before you slaughtered the new korban Pesach, meaning if somebody lost the korban Pesach, and therefore he went and got another animal, and he said that this animal I'm designating as a new korban Pesach, and he planned on slaughtering the second animal because he didn't have the first animal, but before he slaughtered it, the original korban Pesach was found. So right now he has two different korbanos Pesach which he designated, and so if he slaughters the second korban Pesach which he designated, so he is directly pushing away the original korban Pesach. He's now got a choice, sort of, of which korban Pesach to bring. By bringing the second one, even though he had an option to bring the first one, that is directly going against that first option. And so if you do that, then you can't bring the first korban as a korban shlomim by itself, because you yourself pushed it away. You rejected that option. Rather, yirat she'istayiv, you should allow the animal to pasture until it develops a wound, v'yemocher, and then sell it. V'yikra b'dom shalomim, and buy with the money which you receive for the animal, buy another korban shalomim. And as the mission of achin tumurasai, the same would apply to the tumura of that animal. If, let's say, as you're waiting for the animal to get a wound, you designate a different animal to treat as this korban shalomim. So you want to wait for this new animal to get a wound and then sell that and buy a new korban shalomim. So of course that's a regular case of tamura, and as we mentioned, the tamura animal would have exactly the same status as the original animal. So you'd now have two animals which you need to wait for them to develop a wound, and then sell them and buy a new korban with that money. So that's the case where the tamura of a korban Pesach is not brought directly on the Mizbeach. However, achar shechitas haPesach, if the original korban Pesach which he designated was found only after he slaughtered the second tamura of the korban Pesach. So when he slaughtered the second korban Pesach, it wasn't that he had two different options and he pushed away the first option. At that time, he didn't have the first korban, so he didn't directly push it away, he only had the second option at that time. So in that case, when the original korban is found again, korban shalomim, that itself can be brought as a korban shalomim on the Mizbeach. Mechein tumurasa, and similarly, the tamura of that animal would have exactly the same status. So again, if you designated a different animal to be in place of this original korban Pesach, then that second animal would also become a korban shalomim, and you would now have to bring two korbanos shalomim. Mishnah Zayin, as we learned earlier on in the Masechta, a korban Pesach has to be a male animal, either a sheep or a goat, within the first year of the animal's life. So it follows that hamafish nekevel afisrei, somebody who designates, he separates a female animal for his korban Pesach, a zachar, or even a male animal, ben shtei shonim, which is already 2 years old, so you can't bring that animal itself as a korban Pesach, but on the other hand, you designate it to be a korban Pesach. So what should you do? Yirat she'istayiv, a similar solution as the previous Mishnah, you should allow it to pasture and wait around until it develops a wound, thus invalidating it from being brought as a korban, via mocha, and then sell it via p'dom l'ndava, and then its value will go to the Nedava, which was where people could give money for different korbanos, specifically korbanos oilot, to be bought in the Beis HaMikdash. So since he designated this to be a korban, even though of course it's an invalid korban, he still needs to give that value to the Beis HaMikdash. Now we've learned earlier in the Masechta that one is able to join or leave a group, a chabura bringing a korban Pesach, up until the time that the animal is actually slaughtered. However, if at any point before that, all of the members of the group leave the group, so then the korban Pesach becomes invalid, because at that time it has nobody who is designated as bringing that korban, so that even if somebody afterwards would join that group, or really be the first new member, he would not be able to bring that as a korban Pesach, because it became invalidated as soon as there was even a moment of no one being part of that korban Pesach's group. It follows that hamafrish pischei v'meis, if somebody designates a korban Pesach, and let's say he's the only member of his group, v'meis, and then he dies. Lo'iv enu b'noi achrov l'shem Pesach, his son cannot bring that as a korban Pesach afterwards, even if he inherits the animal, because there was a moment where nobody was part of that group. However, ela l'shem shalomim, he can still bring it as a korban shalomim, because really every single korban Pesach is a type of korban shalomim, and the animal only became invalidated from being bought as a korban Pesach. Mishnaches, ha-Pesach shen izor ha-bazvachim. If a korban Pesach, an animal designated as a korban Pesach, becomes mixed together with other korbanos. For example, you've also got a korban oila, and you've also got a korban chatos. You've got different types of korbanos, and you're not sure which animal was designated for which korban. Now, if they were all the same type of korban, so then it's not a problem, because the service which needs to be done, how the blood is thrown into them is beach, for example, that's all the same. However, if they are different types of korbanos, so the service and how the blood is thrown into the mizbeach is different for each korban, and if you do it in the wrong way, it can invalidate the entire korban. So what should you do in such a case? Kulon yirache yistavu. Once again, all of the animals should pasture, and you should wait until they develop a wound. Once they develop a wound, they're now invalid to be bought as a korban. V'imochru, at which point you should sell them, and using that money, v'yovi b'dmei yofa shebohen mimin zeh, using money which is worth the same amount as the most expensive of the korbanos, you should buy a korban of that type, and again that same value of the most expensive of the korbanos, you should buy the second korban of the other type, and lose out any of the extra money from his own pocket. Meaning he needs to buy another korban for each of the animals, so let's say he's called a korban Pesach, a korban Oila, and a korban Chatos. He needs to buy three new animals and designate them as one of those korbanos. However, he can't now buy an animal which is cheaper than the original animal which he designated. But since he doesn't know which korban the most expensive animal was designated for, he needs to spend that amount of money on each of the korbanos. So if he'll need to spend a bit extra, he'll have to lose out on that, so that it is considered a valid replacement for the original korban. Now, if Nisorva Bechoyres, if the korban Pesach is mixed together with Bechoyres' firstborn animals, the process of the throwing of the blood on the Mizbeach is the same for a firstborn animal which needs to be brought on the Mizbeach as it is for a korban Pesach. So here there's no problem in carrying out the service of the actual korban. The only difference is that when it comes to the halachas of eating the korban, there are different laws. For example, a korban Pesach has to be eaten by midnight, whereas the firstborn animal, you could eat it for 2 days and one night, meaning until the end of the following day. So Rabbi Shimon says that you can bring both of the korbanos, because the actual service of bringing the korban is the same. And then, im chaburas kohanim, as long as the group who are appointed over the korban pesach, who are bringing korban pesach, if it is a group of kohanim, then yechelu, they can eat both of the animals, because only kohanim are allowed to eat a firstborn animal, which was brought as a korban. So as long as they are kohanim, they can eat it, and there will be no problem over there. The truth is, the chachomim argue, because according to the Chachomim, by bringing both of the korbanos together, and you're not sure which one was which, it comes out that you have to eat both of the korbanos by midnight. So you're shortening the time limit of the firstborn animal, which means that you might lead it to becoming Nesar unnecessarily. And so because of that, the Chachom would say that even in this case, you would have to wait for them to develop a wound, and then designate new animals. However, Rabbi Shimon holds that we're not concerned about that, and since the actual service of the both korbanos are the same, you can still bring both of the korbanos.